Nei tu non gioia tonight. Skishin forse gen in fiat. No semo. Che mai fornia mi ste. Da spirti do fonte. O si ha ci prato ti vulcan me la fonte. E so Yo te amo. Ni opie e far, ni se morto vsetem vai.
Radio Tirana International. Radio Tirana broadcasts in English. Hello from Radio Tirana and welcome to our broadcast in English. In today's program, you can hear the news calendar of the day to proceed then with the Thursday's features, Albanian economy in facts and the tourist guide. The main stories. Albanian President Bajram Begaj received a delegation of the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, members of the Committee for Democracy and Security. The parliamentarians appreciated the role that Albania plays in NATO as well as its contribution to the defense of the alliance's principles and values. In his turn, Albanian head of state reaffirmed the position that Albania is fully committed to continue with its commitments in NATO and to strengthen collective defense. The meeting then took place in the form of a conversation during which the president expressed Albania's perspective regarding the situation in the region, on the developments in the Middle East, as well as the need to find solutions through dialogue and constructive cooperation. Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama announced yesterday that talks have begun to bring the Rafa Nadal Tennis Academy to the Manchester City Academy. The Prime Minister told the news during the presentation of the Manchester City Football Academy campus project Endurus. That whole area will turn from a former swamp into a very attractive area in many aspects, and I really hope that as we succeed with Ani, with the Manchester City to bring Nadal's Academy to Durres and to further continue with other projects and other ideas, which until yesterday, for the sake of the truth, seemed completely unimaginable, not to say impossible, said Rama. According to Rama, these projects are today more and more possible because today Albania is no longer what it was yesterday, a country that, when you heard about it, gods of fear and insecurity appeared before you. Albanian Minister of Tourism and Environment, Mirela Kumbaro, has been invited to the two-day international conference Our Ocean, being held in Athens, where she presented Albania's model supported by sustainable development. Minister Kumbaro was a speaker on the panel dedicated to sustainable tourism and the blue economy, alongside her Greek counterpart, Olga Kefalogiannis, and ministers of entrepreneurship from the tourism industry. Kumbaro stated that Albania is a country that does not pay and relies on 100% renewable energy while building a sustainable tourism model. The Minister of Tourism and Environment focused on the Vjosa River model protected as a national park, where a project for cleaning and treating polluted waters discharged into it will soon commence. Albanian Minister of Economy, Culture and Innovation, Blendi Gonja, and the Ambassador of Switzerland to Albania, Ruth Huber, signed an agreement for the implementation of a project which focuses on the establishment of a school of excellence in hospitality and tourism in Tirana. Gonja said that the agreement was signed thanks to talks held with the Hospitality School of Lausanne, EHL. Minister Gonja said that we intend to extend this project to other schools in the country as well. Referring to Ambassador Huber as an excellent partner of the Ministry of Economy, Culture and Innovation, Gonja said that with Ambassador Huber, we talked the progress of numerous projects in the process and the possibilities of further cooperation between the countries. After the finalization of the National Strategy and Security Document, Albanian Ministry of Defense has forwarded the Military Threat Long-Term Development Plan for consultation. In an extended roundtable attended by the Chief of General Staff Forces, Major General Arben Kingi, active and in reserve generals, directors of the Defense Ministry and commanders of various forces, Minister of Defense Niko Peleshi underlined the importance of this discussion process and exchange of views with the interest groups. According to Minister Peleshi, the review of the defense and security strategy was dictated by the global and regional developments. The Albanian Minister of Defense listened actively to the opinions expressed to those present at the roundtable, promising that all proposals will be carefully considered. The military strategy and the long-term development plan are expected to be passed by the Assembly after the phase. Tirana will host the Interpol European Regional Conference during June 11 and 13, 2024. The heads of all ministries of interior and state police of European countries will gather in Tirana. The news was announced by Albanian Interior Minister Tauland Bala, who said that Albania has now turned into the capital of the Balkans region by hosting important meetings. Radio Tirana with the news. Albania is rated for online services. Regional Social Security Forum for Europe, which is taking place in Porto, Portugal, has Albania for the online services offered to citizens. This award was given to Albania for the provision of electronic services through the digitalization protection program for unemployed women with three or more minor children, from whom the Albanian state covers social security contributions, was also appreciated. This program was awarded with the Certificate of Merit with special mention by the ASE Technical Commission and the Independent International Jury of the ISSA Good Practice Award Europe 2024 contest. The Western Balkans Investment Framework, WBIF, recently announced that the European Commission is funding railway projects associated with Corridor 8. The total cost of the railway from Durres to Bulgaria is estimated at 2 billion euros, of which around 420 million euros will be invested in the Albanian part in two segments of the railway from Durres to Rogozina and then from Rogozina to the border with North Macedonia. Information from the WBIF indicates that the projects in the Albanian part are in the preparatory phase. The railway network forms the east-west internal connection between the Adriatic and Ionian seas, passing through Bulgaria, North Macedonia, and Albania. Albanian government signed the renewal of assistance agreement for development objectives with the U.S. government for strengthening the rule of law and good governance and creating the conditions for a broad-based sustainable economic growth. Albanian Minister of Finance Ervin Mete, during the ceremony held in the U.S. Embassy in Tirana, in the presence of the director of the U.S. aid mission in Albania, Michel Kawas, stated that the agreement, initially ratified at the end of 2013, has provided for serious support to important reforms in areas such as human rights, governance, economic development, peace and security. The director of the U.S. aid in Albania emphasized that this is a key moment as Albania takes the next steps towards Euro-Atlantic integration and EU membership. We are ready to be an ally at every step where U.S. aid expands and deepens the cooperation relationship with the citizens and the government of Albania. The director of U.S. aid was quoted as saying. The U.S. Embassy to Tirana has reacted after the attacks on justice institutions over the last days, especially on the Special Structure Against Organized Crime and Corruption, SPOC. Welcoming the position of the High Prosecution Council on the direct and indirect attacks made against SPOC, the U.S. Embassy notes that it will continue to stand by the Albanians who support the new institutions of justice. The U.S. Embassy adds that it stands by the professionals and will support all professionals and those seeking to end impunity. Similar stance was taken also by the British Embassy to Albania through Ambassador Alistair King-Smith. You are listening to Radio Tirana. That was the end of the news for today. For more detailed information, you can visit our page at rti.rtsh.al. Next to come in the program, Calendar of the Day. April the 18th is the International Day of Monuments and Sites. In Albania, it offers the opportunity to raise awareness of the importance of rural landscapes, the challenges involved in the preservation, the benefits of these efforts provide, and how rural landscapes are closely linked to sustainable development. It also provides an opportunity to foster communication and build links with communities, acknowledging their involvement in the creation, existence, evolution, and richness of these rural landscapes, and arguably also in the conservation. On April the 18th, 1912, Van Stiglianoli, together with Faikonica and other distinguished personalities, founded the Pan-Albanian Federation in the United States, VATRA, the home. On April the 18th, 1921, Nermin Falaschi Vlora, writer and researcher, was born in Tirana. She has written over 35 poetic volumes, novels, and studies. of importance to the Albanian culture is the study antiquity of the Albanian language according to epigraphic documents of from the Aegean to the Atlantic. On April 18, 1991, came out the first issue of the newspaper Sindicalisti, the trade unionist of the Union of the Independent Albanian Trade Unions. This is Radio Tirana. That was Kalendar for April the 18th.
Radio Tirana. Albanian Economy and Facts. World Bank for Albania. Economic growth in 2024 at 3.3%. Public debt expected to fall to 58.2%. The World Bank assesses that in 2024, economic growth in Albania is expected to remain strong at 3.3% given the constrained financial conditions in international markets and limited economic growth in Europe. The World Bank presented the regular economic report for the Western Balkan countries. According to the World Bank report, the expansion of tourism and construction activities is expected to boost exports, consumption, investment at rates similar to pre-pandemic levels. The inflation rate is expected to begin returning to the target of 3% in early 2025. Although showing signs of moderation, the economic sentiment index remains positive. Albania's primary balance is projected to reach 0.2% of GDP in 2024 and remain at similarly positive levels in line with fiscal rules. Fiscal consolidation is expected to be achieved both through revenue and expenditure sides, the report states. Regarding revenues, the report highlights that the government plans to continue improving tax administration, as outlined in the medium-term revenue strategy. Public debt is expected to further decrease to 58.2% of GDP in 2024 and to continue declining in the medium term as a result of higher growth in nominal terms and achieving a positive primary balance. Considering Albania's increasing dependence on external financing, risks related to exchange rate, interest rate, and refinancing remain high, the report quotes. Further increases in food and energy prices, according to the report, pose a significant risk to economic growth, as they may negatively affect real disposable incomes, slow down poverty reduction, and potentially limit fiscal space. As a small and open economy, Albania is highly exposed to external shocks such as recession in the EU or further tightening of financing conditions in international capital markets in the coming years, the report reads. The report also emphasizes that risks to economic growth stem from natural disasters and unfavorable global conditions. While fiscal risks are highlighted in the report, they stem from public-private partnerships, as well as the electricity sector based on production from hydropower resources, mainly due to changes in hydrological conditions. Radio Tirana listeners, that is the end of Albanian Economy in Facts. You are still listening to Radio Tirana broadcast in English. The last feature for today, Tourist Guide. Today, Radio Tirana listeners will speak about Sazan Island. Once a military base, the beauty of this island and its pristine coastline have turned it into a unique summer destination in Albania. Sazan is an island of considerable size in Albania. It covers an area of 5.8 square kilometers and appears like a piece detached from the Karaburun Peninsula. The relief of the island and the peninsula serves as a gateway to the Gulf of Lora. The island has a strategic position in the Ionian Sea. Legends say that the fierce battles were fought there to win the territory, and even the secret base of the island were used by pirates to hide their loot. The name of Sazan Island has been mentioned since ancient times, starting from the 6th century BC with the name Sason. During the Middle Ages, the island passed into Venetian possession, while during the Balkan Wars, Greece occupied the island. The decisions of the Conference of Ambassadors in London in 1913 forced them to withdraw from Sazan. During World War I, the island was occupied by Italy. The War of Vlora in 1920 made it possible for them to withdraw from Vlora, but they still held Sazan under their rule until 1943, when Albania was occupied by German Nazis. During the communist era, a large military base was deployed there, which was commanded by a high corps of soldiers. Travel to the island was prohibited for the general public, but not for family members of the military. They were the only inhabitants of Sazan until 1992, when Albania radically changed the political system of government. Each period has left its mark on the uninhabited island, which since 2017 has opened as a tourist destination for tourists. Life on the island. Life on the island before the 90s took the form of a small town surrounded by water. Traces are still evident today, presenting a wonderful tourist attraction. The small port of Sazan was built during the Italian occupation after World War I and was expanded by the Russians in the 60s, giving it the character of a military port. Residential buildings, kindergarten, hospital, school, were communist era. The buildings are still surrounded by lush vegetation, which is not visible from a distance. Only when you land on the island, you do realize that this hilly relief is not bare. Before 2010, Sazan Island was used as a site for military training and operations as well. Now, there are only a few sailors who have the duty to control illegal activities between Albania and Italy. On this island, there is the only beach, that of Admiral. Sazan Island is now a tourist guide and is available to tourists. To visit this island, the Albanian state has already given permission to many motor boats to carry tourists from the port of Vlora and from Radhima and Oricum. The former port of Vlora and from Radhima and Oricum. The former military town became an administrative center to provide entertainment, vibrancy, nightlife to the island. In addition to wonderful bays, Sazani is a source of legends about hidden mysteries. Perhaps the sources of such legends are the many tunnels that traverse Sazan underground. Visits to the island are organized by various tourist operators of Vlora and take place from May to mid-October every year. Sazani remains a new opportunity for Albanian tourism. Jared Kushner, the American businessman and investor, at the same time the former advisor of his father-in-law Donald Trump in the White House, declared that he plans to invest in Albania in the tourism sector. Kushner gave an interview where he stated that his investment plans include the tourist resorts in Sazan and Svrnets. The investments will be made through the company based in Miami, Affinity Partners, with support from Arab countries. According to Kushner's plan, luxury accommodation units of the Aman will be erected on Sazan Island. Sazani is one of the most unique coasts I have ever seen in the world, says Kushner, who drafted the investment plan for Albania together with the former American ambassador to Germany, Richard Crennel. Radio Tirana listeners, that's all about today's tourist guide.
është muzikë gjdo fjallë që më thot E ndohë që thmonë të ndihë më bosh Kura jo mungon Ate sot vetë mi në ndjekra Si dë gjoj më hajë Dersa të guzoj Dersa ti tregoj Sto ti veç ty të kaj